In today's episode, we're diving into the why behind the fat and flab on your arms. This is the first part of a two-part series that will help you uncover the patterns and habits that have shaped your arms and your body into their current state. Understanding your journey is the key to lasting change, and together, we'll take a no-drama, blame-free look at what got you here so you can create the toned, sculpted arms you've always wanted.
You're listening to the Arm Coach Podcast with me, Christine Rucker, arm coach and founder of the Arms by Christine program. Here, we talk about toned and sculpted arms and what it really takes to get sustainable results so you can feel proud and confident in sleeveless clothes.
Hey everyone, welcome to the Arm Coach Podcast, episode 45. Here's what we're going to talk about today. This episode is all about figuring out why you have unwanted fat and flab on your arms in the first place. Like I said, this is part of a two-part series with next week, we're going to take a good look at the patterns that you've had, because the patterns that you've had and all the things that you've done to bring you to where you are today have created the arms that you want to change. I know why you're here. I know what you want. And if we just make a plan to look at what you want different in your life without taking a quick look backwards and seeing how you got here and what you're doing and why this unwanted fat and flab is so hard to get rid of, then it's kind of a doomed effort where even if you manage to hold on tight and struggle and lose that extra fat and flab today, if you don't take care of the reasons it came in the first place, those reasons will just be sitting there in the wings, literally waiting until a stressful moment in your life, and they will pop back into action and that fat and flab will come back. That's what we're going to cover today. Think about this. What do you want to be different in your life? Many of you are here because of the state of your arms, and I know you. You've written to me many times. You've written about habits that you want to change, your weight, the size of your body, your health, your self-esteem, all the different things that you'd like to be different. In order to make them different, we're going to have to spend some time today and next week talking together about why they exist in the first place. We can't just take a plan and make a plan, make up steps for you to follow, and expect that you will just do them and that'll be the end of it. That is the reason most programs don't work. That is the reason most eating plans don't work. And that is the whole purpose of my program, Arms by Christine. It's really important to figure out why you have failed, not to make you feel bad, but if anything, to make you feel good so that you totally understand what's happening, why it happened, so that you can do different. If you don't know what you've been doing, it's hard to impossible to make a change. So I don't want you to keep chasing results. I want you to see what you did to get here, but not in a blaming way, not in a beating way. Let's think about it like this. If X equals right now, your life right now, your body right now, your weight right now, then A plus B plus C plus D equals X. All the things that you've done up to this point equals the result that you have today. The way that you've eaten, the way that you've moved your body or not, the way that you've dealt with stress, the way that you've dealt with bad moods, the way that you've dealt with feeling entitled or feeling deprived, the way that you have or have not taken care of yourself. All of those things add up to you today. This, believe it or not, is the really good news. Because if you could break it down and look at where you are today, including your arms and your weight, and then go backwards and say, how did I get here? Then what we can do together is take each one of those elements that add up to today, the A, B, C, and D, and so on, that equal today, and back up and see what changes you're going to make so that going forward, you get a new result. You get toned arms, a new weight. You get your body where it naturally should be. I want you to think about this. Your results today, including your arms, are exactly where you should be. It's like a mathematical or chemical equation where one side balances out the other. It's based on what you've done, which is wonderful because it takes the mystery away. It takes the magic, hoping and praying and law of attraction away from what you really want. And it gives you a really clear path to get it. If A and B equals today for you, and you don't like today, you don't like your arms, you don't like your eating habits, you don't like your weight, then we want to change that. Then we want to back up and change what you're doing that got you exactly where you are today. I want you, as I've said in previous episodes, I want you to take away the drama today. I want you to take away what's optional, because what's optional is being upset with yourself and beating yourself up and lumping everything together into like a big blob of failure. Because you did A wrong does not mean you do everything wrong. Because you did one aspect of the way that you were living in your body not as great as you could have still doesn't mean that you're a failure. It just means that you did something that could have been done better to give you the result that you want. What you are doing is giving you a result that you definitely don't want. This is not a big overall failure. It's not something's wrong with you. Remember in an earlier episode, we talked about looking at your arm journey as a project. This is how you do a project. You break it down into all the little pieces that add up to the results that you have today. Then we're going to take each one separately and see what needs to be tweaked, what needs to be thrown out totally, what needs to be changed. If you keep lumping everything together, let's say that you're an emotional eater and you just lump everything together, instead of looking at what you do right, and you just tell yourself, I just can't get this. I will never get this. I can't stop eating. I'm eating all the time. This is never going to be better for me. What you're doing there is, well, number one, blaming yourself. Number two, you're putting it all together in one big lump. What that does is it immobilizes you. It doesn't push you forward to figure out what's wrong. It doesn't move you toward taking any new steps. It simply demoralizes you, makes you feel awful, and keeps you stuck where you are. When we take things apart and we look at the patterns that you've been doing, I want you to look at it really unemotionally and just think, all right, I did that. I did it over and over again. Here's the result it gave me. I don't like that result and I want to change it. Now I'm going to try adapting what I used to do and changing it to something else. Listen, it may be an experiment where you change it, then you step back and see if it works. If it doesn't work, you change it again. But this is how we're going to work on your arm toning project. Let's talk about patterns that you have done in the past, because patterns are habitual ways of doing things, habitual ways of thinking and feeling and eating and moving. If they're not taking you in the right direction, then those patterns that you developed that you're going to do over and over again with very little thought because they're easy, you've trained yourself to do them, they're going to keep you stuck right where you are. Let's take a look at some of the patterns and then we're going to get into them in more detail next week. Here are some possibilities that you may apply to yourself and maybe you can recognize these in your own life. The first question is, were you possibly not motivated to get a really strong start. Because if you're not motivated, you won't have a strong vision of why you want to tone your arms and how you want things to look for you, which is like a target that you're aiming for. If you don't have that, you don't know what you're aiming for. Another possibility that you may recognize that you've done is, did you get a really strong start, but eventually hit the wall when your momentum started to wane? It's really important that you learn how to keep yourself on track and get up when you fall down, because it is inevitable that you will fall down. That's part of learning. Possibly, let me ask you, did you have a slow start with your arm toning and got really impatient and allow that to throw you off track? That comes up often with many of the people that I work with. Part of a big goal, like toning your arms, involves knowing that you're really in this for the long haul. It takes very consistent action over long periods of time to make a change that's going to last. Do you really want a quick fix? If you do, I understand it. We all do. But if you want a quick fix, and if you take actions to get that quick fix, then you need to be prepared to get a short, quick, but short-lived solution. Or maybe in the past, one of your patterns was to lose some weight, but then struggle to keep it off. Maybe you looked at those actions you took to lose as just something that you could stop doing once you got to that weight. What about your emotions? You know, were you or are you an emotional eater? Do you use food to keep yourself feeling better? If you did, don't feel bad. It's just something that oftentimes our parents teach us that when we're kids, and those habits just stick because food is a fast, easy way to feel better. But it's very indirect and it doesn't really address whatever's upsetting us unless we're upset because we're hungry. What about cravings? Are you possibly a binge eater? Are you at the mercy of frequent cravings for your favorite sweet or maybe a starchy carb? I want you to begin to classify these types of errors. Begin to ask yourself what went wrong, but not in a mean way, okay? Just be curious. Play detective, because your answers to the questions that I just read to you are going to give you information that will guide your next effort right now and make you more successful than you've ever been. Because what we're doing right now is a rewind. We're turning back your story right to the beginning, and we're seeing where you began to slide down that slippery slope. If you're here and you have things that you want to change, it's okay to acknowledge that, yes, you slid down the slope. That's okay. The difference right now is that you're going to use the knowledge of what you did wrong to give you a much better result this time around. Beating yourself up is not only not required, but please, I want you to start considering it prohibited. It's off limits. The idea instead is that I want you to use all the clues that you're gathering from your past, you know, weight loss efforts or arm toning efforts, and transform your errors into a roadmap of exactly where all your potholes are. When you know your patterns, you can plan for them and you can make a detour. Just because you fell into the pothole last time doesn't mean you will this time. The very fact that you're here in this coaching session with me and you're clearing that path is going to help you be guided to be your best self. As you tone your arms and lose this extra weight that you've accumulated. Also, consider that while you may have made some errors in the actions you took, nothing really went wrong because you're here right now. All those mistakes brought you to this perfect time and place to tone your arms once and for all. Doesn't it feel good to know that by looking at what went wrong, you're increasing the odds for you to do what's really needed this time. That's really what it's all about. What are you going to focus on? I want you to focus on what small steps you could do in all the different areas we talked about and get to the next level and not keep making those same mistakes. For example, if possibly you didn't plan for all the times that you were going to fall down, that is something that I want you to do right now. When you look at why you fell down last time, I want you to go to them and make a plan B. Know that it's going to happen again. It's just your pattern. It's just your habit. It's what you've already learned. I want you to think, all right, I am going to fall down. I am going to have a bunch of failures before I get to my goal. But I want to look ahead and say, hey, when this happens, here's what I'm going to do. If one of the roadblocks or potholes that you fell into last time was that maybe you didn't have realistic expectations, then I want you to think about that now. I want you to think about what you're hoping for and working toward for yourself. If you are 5'1 and 250 pounds, and you really wish that you were 5'11 and 110, let's be real. Let's pick a goal that can fit in your body, in your life. The goal is just to be the best version of you, not the best version of some non-existent made-up person. Make sure your expectations are realistic. If you answered yes when I asked if you cope with your emotions using food, I want you to start paying close attention to your thoughts before you slip into a mood that triggers the urge to eat. We'll dive deeper into this topic as we go, but emotional eating happens when you're feeling something so uncomfortable that you can't or don't want to identify it. All you know is that you want to escape the feeling. Instead of reaching for food, slow yourself down and remind yourself that there's no emotion you can't handle. Avoiding emotions with food not only prevents you from addressing the root cause, but also holds you back from achieving toned, sculpted arms. Emotional eating disrupts your progress. Let yourself feel those emotions fully instead of using food or even distractions like TV or your phone to avoid them. Facing your emotions is a powerful step toward creating the strong, confident arms you want. If you've dealt with too much restriction, that's going to lead you to overeating more. Become aware of that. If you've dealt with feeling deprived when you say no to yourself for anything, even if it's something you should say no to yourself, let's start being aware of that. I want you to think of what other sources you give yourself of pleasure besides food. If food is your main source of pleasure, obviously it's going to be very hard to cut down on your pleasure. Be realistic, be honest. What else do you do in your life besides give yourself something delicious for pleasure? Have you been neglecting yourself? I want you to go back and listen to the episode on self-care and start making a plan. I just gave you several different categories with many different parts to them that are deep and complicated and complex. That doesn't mean this is too much for you. I don't want you to go into overwhelm. I don't want you to tell yourself that you can't do it. One of the things that you can do is get help when you need it. You might be interested in checking out my program, Arms by Christine, if you want support with any of this. Be aware of what you put your focus on because you are creating the you that you want to be. If you focus on everything that's wrong or that you're struggling with, that's where you'll stay. If you focus on what you want and in your arm toning project, there's some obstacles, but your job is to just figure out the obstacles. You can do that. For today, we're going to stop here. I want you to think about why you gained the fat and flab on your arms and break it down. Next week, we're going to look at specific patterns and go a little bit deeper into how you got here and what you can do to move out of this. But you did the best you could with what you knew. Now that you know more, you will do better. Please don't beat yourself up for being where you are today. I hope to see you all back next week.
Hey, before you go, if this episode or any of the other episodes on this podcast have helped you in any way, please leave a 5-star rating and review. Your review will help us find and have maximum impact on as many women as possible. While you're there, hit the subscribe button so we can continue on this journey to Sculpted Arms Together. Thank you so much for your support. I've loved having you here today, and talk soon in the next episode.